Hey everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. I'm out having a little bit of a walk this morning. I've had a solid morning with clients and marketing, and it's felt really good. And so I'm building some relationships as well, and I'm getting out and having a little bit of exercise. And I'm thinking this morning about identity, your true identity, and how powerful that is, your personal identity, and perhaps the one that you have professionally, in business, etc., whether you want to call it your brand, but what makes you unique and strongly you. And I've got to tell you that when I started my adult life, going from being a teenager into adult life, there wasn't a lot that I really liked about myself apart from my drive. I probably didn't think about that then. It's only upon reflection now that I think about how driven and focused I was through those years, from a child, and when I started this learning the bagpipes. And you can go back and listen to our previous episodes to hear what I'm talking about there. But through that, I developed this insatiable appetite for success. And then when I started to go to university and study Bachelor of Business Accounting, I was very, very focused because I wanted to be the best version of myself. I wanted to get out of home. I wanted to get a good graduate program through one of the big 8 chartered accounting firms at the time in Melbourne. I wanted to shift away from home. I wanted to become financially independent. And that was some really early goals for me. And I loved that drive about me. I didn't particularly like me as a person. I had a lot of negative self-talk, a lot of limiting beliefs and so forth. And I probably wasn't the nicest human, even though I had this kindness about me. I don't think I was doing my best. Well, I know I wasn't. I wasn't bringing that forward, that best version of me. And it was only later in life where I started to think about who I was as a person, that I wanted to become better. I wanted to become a better human. I wanted to become kinder towards people. I wanted to essentially treat all people the way that I would want to be treated, and that is something that I have carried forward every single day since then. And in fact, I'm like, how do I over deliver on that? And so at different parts of my life, I've made these reflections around, well, you know, who do I really want to be? And that's resulted in me having career changes. So you've heard me talk about this before, whereas I was brought up in a very judgmental household, and I didn't like that. And I was finding that I was also conditioned to become judgmental. And I noticed in my professional work that I was in very judgmental teams. There's a lot of narcissism, no positive feedback, like backhanded compliments and stuff. And even though I grew professionally, like personally, it wasn't great. And I could have grown professionally more if the environments had been better, to me, more nurturing and encouraging. And the irony was, the very last position that I held before I decided to leave that career and start my own business, that was the type of leadership I wish I had from a younger age. I would have turned out to be a much better human, a much better performer. But you can't do anything about it, right? And so since being in business, I'm very conscious of the fact that I want to be living my best self. Everything from me radiates from my health, making sure that I'm living my best life through that. And I'm not going to recover here today about what that is exactly for me. But that's just in summary, like my training, strength training, cardiovascular training, my sleep, water intake, supplements, food, and doing it consistently day after day after day. Training is not cardio is every day, but I do my strength training 4 days a week at the moment. That's really important for me, foundational for me, being super healthy and being energized and focused. And it's only over the last 6 years with my coach JT that has really changed the DNA of my thinking about what success is and who I am. And I made a lot of things wrong about myself because I didn't like doing certain things, like social things and like having the chit chat and not being an alcohol drinker or a smoker or a drug taker or anything like that, and that I was criticized for and still am for the lifestyle that I lead. But when you're surrounded by the right people that are also successful and they're like that too, then it makes you understand that, well, actually you are in the minority here in doing that, and that's okay, because that's just who you are, and other people just aren't like that. And I naturally fall to this, and now I kind of wear it as a badge of honor that, yeah, I'm uniquely different to everybody else, and that makes me special, just like you are special in your way. For me, that has been an important part of my identity, my health, my wellness. Like, for 36 years now, I've lived this lifestyle, and it being so important for me, being my number one. And then as you go through life, different life experiences and so forth, I think just everything changes. So for now, me, it's the health side of things for me became so strong and so overpowering, if you like, that it's like I need to leave this corporate life to do this for the rest of my life, because it just means so much to me. So, like, I care so much about people, which is why, from a business perspective, I treat other people's health just as preciously as my own health. I mean, that's just how much I care. And you've heard me maybe talk in the last week or so about some of my clients going through some tough stuff, and, you know, how that lands on me and how much I care, and trying to come up with solutions for them to make them successful, to get from where they are, to get through that and become that great person, you know, that they really want to be as well. And I have a really strong connection with my clients, and they do form part of my family. I lose sleep sometimes thinking about what can I do differently for this person to help give them a tailored solution for them to be successful and get the results that they're really looking for. And so, you know, the mindset part of what I do is super, super important. Essentially, what I do with people is I give them a tailored program to help them get results, like start to see runs on the board, if you like, quickly, because that's important for most people. And then it's working from the mindset down. It's like, how do we tap into that? And I don't do diets. I don't do quick fixes. It's all about that overall holistic outlook to their health. And how do we do it so that it lasts them for the entirety of their life? Not just, okay, let's just do it now and just see what happens. My goodness, I can just see the petrol price here. It's gone up. Last week, it was like $1.89. You can get it cheaper, maybe $1.70 a litre. It's now $1.36 a litre. My goodness, what is going on? This is all because of the Middle East and the pressure on oil prices. I mean, that's a really important part. Now, my business brand, if you like, my business identity is very much the same as me. I love being able to, you know, just connect with people, even on a personal level, as to how can I add value to this person's life? How can I add value to help them move from where they are to where it is they want to get to? It doesn't matter whether it's a friend or whether it's a client. I mean, a lot of my clients are now friends, because they've been with me for like 6 years or a decade or more. They've just kind of integrated themselves into my life, because I have such strong connections. I see them go from having no kids, no marriage, and now, you know, having children and multiple children, and they then bring their children along to R2 sessions and helping their children, you know, learn the right techniques around exercise and the various things that, you know, they want to do as well, and just making it a fun process. And of course, we live in a different age now. Like, when I first started business, social media was nowhere near what it is now. And now that it is, that requires a different set of tools to manage that aspect as well. And then of course, we've got body image issues and everything that my daughter went through which also spills over a big way in my life as well, making me more empathetic and more understanding about people too. So I think I'm becoming a way better human as a result of that. So I really do love that about what I do. I'm just so passionate about what I do for myself, that it just spills over into my business and spills over into what I want to help achieve for my clients too, because I know just what it has done for my life. Now, from a business perspective, I mean, some people in what I do in health and wellness, there are some people that say, okay, that might be their CrossFit. So everything for them in business is just CrossFit, CrossFit, CrossFit. Or it might be their fitness models, or they're that way of thinking. They might be vegan, or they might, whatever it is. For me, I am a specialist in helping people lose unwanted fat off their body. I am the sort of person that helps people achieve holistic, life-sustainable, healthy change through exercise and through food and through that mindset work. And that's what I'm deeply passionate about. So if somebody comes to me and they're vegan, for instance, or they're a vegetarian, or they have intolerances or whatever, then I can still work with them, because I guess I'm a generalist in that area. Like, I don't have a conversation for people about, you should be vegan, or you should be this, or you shouldn't be vegan, or whatever. I just work with whatever someone's beliefs are and what they value. It's like I work with that and say, well, okay, because you are, say, vegan, for instance, one of the biggest challenges there is, because it's normally the clients that are coming to me, it's usually the women that are vegan, and I haven't had a male vegan or vegetarian come to me yet, but it's usually about iron and getting enough iron into their daily eating, as well as protein. And just because you're vegan or vegetarian doesn't mean that you are healthy. Right, it might be implied, but trust me, every vegan client I've had has been some of the most unhealthy clients in terms of eating habits that I've had. So don't just assume. I love to work with people in all aspects. And if they love CrossFit, for instance, well, the reality is they're probably unlikely to come to me because they follow a paleo lifestyle, which I can also work with. But they tend to stay in their tightly knit communities, and CrossFit's kind of a little bit dying out anyway. It's one of those trends that I think is just dying off a little bit. And with so many people, as they get older, they find that it's really just unsustainable. Like the moves, it's like a too high risk for injury and stuff. So you ever go and watch one of these like CrossFit games and stuff, and you see how much tape and stuff that all these athletes have. Why? Because they're injured. They've got all kinds of different issues. Why? Because they're doing all these explosive moves that are just not great for the human body. So anyway, I think finding your patch in whatever it is, your identity in that space, is super important, and making sure that it is close to who you are as a person as well. So for instance, I don't endorse CrossFit. And so if I was then the owner of a CrossFit box, for instance, that wouldn't make sense for me, because there's too much that I don't like about it. But kudos to those that are in it, because they do build, or in the past anyway, have built great communities within there. So I think it's just it's so, so important for you to go through that exercise, to just check in with yourself and like, where are you sitting as a human? Are you really... Are you saying one thing, but you're showing up some other way? Because people don't listen so much to what you say, but listen to or watch what you do. And that's really important to check in with yourself, to say, well, am I showing up in the best way? Am I doing what I say? Am I living the way that I tell other people too? Because you've got to lead by example in what it is that you do, particularly in the space that I work. I mean, there is so much rubbish on social media about people that say, hey, they're the world's biggest online health and fitness program provider, or they've got X a number of hundreds of thousands of followers and all that kind of stuff. That doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't, because you know you can fake it. You can know you can lie about everything that you post online. You can know you can make it up. You can know you can put filters on everything. You know you can buy the followers, the likes, and all that kind of stuff. You know you can do all that stuff. And the danger is that people get sucked in to following this stuff, where they're young people that really don't have the life experience. They don't understand what it means to go through a lot of hardship and like years, decades of personal growth and all that kind of stuff. They just don't have it. Now, it doesn't mean that they don't add some value, but the value that they're purporting to hold out to people can be way, way different. And that's not just this industry. It's like everybody's a coach, everybody's super, super successful, but the reality is the person's depressed, broke, and not successful at all. That's often the case. So you've got to find ways to cut through all that. And the best thing that you can do is show up as that authentic identity. What is truly you? And I realized that when I first started out studying to become a chartered accountant, I almost got through my course and realized that I do not belong here. I do not like this culture. I am not a blokey bloke. I am not a person that fits into the mold that they want you to fit into. And that meant that I didn't get the best clients. That meant that, I didn't get the progressions through my career that whether I perhaps deserved or, wanted. And so I just knew that that wasn't authentically me. If I was still there doing that type of work, I know I'd be doing it for the money and for no other reason, probably. Yeah, I didn't have to own my own business. I could just show up, get a couple hundred grand a year, perhaps, and just be like, okay, yeah, you can keep doing that. That's okay, because you get to that lifestyle where you say, well, I can't really change now because my lifestyle's adapted to this level of income. If I start a business again, I've got to go backwards. Will I get back to that level? How long will it take? Too much risk, etc. So you tend to just stay where it is that you are. But I made the choice that I don't want to get to that end of my life and say, gee, I wonder what if I had have done this. Because I can tell you, having done it, having made the move 15 years ago, life has never looked as great as it does right now. I've had to make some really tough decisions in my life and go through a lot of pain in order to get to where I am now. But I am a far greater human and a far greater business person as a result of going through all of that pain and all of that suffering and all that personal growth. And it's through the pain that I've achieved the personal growth. And that's super important for me and you as well. So authenticity is what we want. That genuine version of you is what we want. And to do a bit of a self audit of your values and beliefs, and like, are they holding up? Like, are you, for instance, being a great person and doing all those things, but on the weekends you go out and party every now and then, you take cocaine, you know, you pop pills, you do something like that? I would suggest that, all right, you're not showing up as the best version of yourself. It's not supporting your health. It's not supporting you as being the best person. And it means that you're probably not managing your mental self the best way that you can, because you shouldn't be relying on substances to give you a buzz or to make you feel better, right? Unless it's obviously a prescription antibiotic or something of that nature to help support you. So I think it's really important to do that, because you can get caught in a double standard sometimes where you say, well, I expect this from everybody else, but you show up in the way that you don't want others to show up. So that's not good. So you've got to do that work and then just see how are you showing up in your career / business. Is that reflective of the authentic you? Super important, super important. So on that note, if you want to show up better, then go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to connect with you wherever you are in the world. It's free and it's with me. See you tomorrow.